Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Just a quick announcement. There was some lower court rulings regarding Second Amendment. Dan Schmutter will be on next week to give a full analysis. Okay?
Right.
He couldn't make it this week because the studio is booked. Standing room only.
Yes, it is.
We have two dignitaries of the Second Amendment, two gospel preaching, two a loving, why do we still live in New Jersey, bastards. We have none other than John Willett from NJ SafeCon and Bear Arm Show. John, say hello.
Hey, John.
Hello. I believe that this studio exceeds New Jersey's maximum capacity.
And following up, we have the second is for everyone, Master of Ceremonies, Tony Simon.
Simon says train.
Hey, hello, everyone.
So we're basically going to be talking about this because we're going to be talking about what we can possibly do to defeat Phil Murphy comes November, since
nothing.
His lieutenant governor is Sheila Oliver. She hates the 2A.
Well, Phil Murphy loves it.
Yes, well, yeah, the two of them together, we're screwed.
We're totally screwed.
So a couple of things. Let's do some housekeeping first. Tony, when is the next 2A is for everyone event?
Second is for everyone. Next event is August 3rd.
And where is
August
that?
3rd. Gun for Hire Range, right here in Woodland Park.
Really? Really? Say hi, guys. I want to get a better picture. John blocked his logo before. You're still blocking your logo, John. There you go. Sorry, we had to do a Kodak moment.
Right.
So, when is the event?
August 3rd.
August 3rd. And
6 p.m.
Tell people about it and tell people how they can find it. And start talking about, you have notes, so hit it.
Second is for everyone
he
diversity.
Made notes?
Of
he
course
made,
I
yeah.
have notes.
Wow.
Second is for everyone diversity shoot. It's a Second Amendment workshop that welcomes all people, regardless of religion, sexuality, gender, financial status.
Can I come too?
You can come too.
Oh, all right.
Oh yeah, race. I forgot that one. It's not really important
what about
to me.
Species.
No.
Species.
You're an animal. You can't come. we really want to welcome everyone into the Second
that's
Amendment.
That's kind of discriminatory.
Yes, it probably is. But just for Anthony.
Yes.
I really want to welcome all people in because the way to make the culture grow is to actually make everyone feel welcome and express that this is a civil right. So we have NRA, ILA, they're going to be here. We'll probably have a couple of Second Amendment groups in New Jersey like CNJFO. They're going to be here. Hopefully,
Rosie.
Hopefully the women from the Second Amendment Women's Shooting Club can be here. We're going to have food. We're going to have prizes. One thing on the prize front. Jeff Valdez has won prizes at almost every one of these events, sometimes a couple of times. Well, he had his little daughter here at the last event, and he donated back almost everything he's won over the last couple of years. So we're going to make a Jeff bag, and a lot of the stuff that he donated is going to be in one of the raffle items we have this time also. If you want to read or see more about our events, you can go to diversityshoot.com. We're also selling T-shirts now for a limited time. We're going to sell these until August 30th, our 2A4E DiversityShoot.com T-shirts. We're using this to actually raise money to help put on future events. So, again, it's DiversityShoot.com, and you can buy either the 2A4E T-shirts or you can hit the donate button and help us out.
Did you know, it's great what you do, by the way. There was an article in the New York Times the other day about black women picking up more firearms for self-defense. And the notes on the bottom of the article were they attacked the Times and they attacked this poor woman.
Are
about
you serious?
How guns make the world more dangerous. Well, we're talking about the Times readers, but in Lawrenceville, Georgia, sitting in a classroom above a gun range, a woman hesitantly says she isn't sure she could ever shoot or kill someone, even to protect herself. But her instructor says self-defense is not about killing, but about eliminating a threat. And they talk about, this is Marshall Tigner. She teaches, she's a black woman, and she teaches people how to shoot. You know her?
Yes.
Okay. So, and she says, you know, because black women have a higher incidence of domestic violence and sometimes they live in higher crime areas, so they should learn how to shoot a gun for self-defense. Well, the liberals' heads are melting because they don't know how to respond to this. So, Tony, how would you respond?
Good for her. Take her, she's a self, she's a former Army, I think.
Yes.
She's former Army. She got out. She did her thing. She started up her Second Amendment group to help women out to grow stronger and make themselves more independent. And it's a right that everyone should have and enjoy. And really, to be able to defend yourself and your family, that's not about killing someone. That's, to me, it's about love of family and love of your life.
You know, following up to that, Breitbart had an article that... In Chicago, women worried about violence are joining a gun club. And wow. I want to talk about that when we come back. In Chicago.
Wait a minute. There's violence in Chicago?
Yes. Oak Forest, Illinois, right outside Chicago.
Wow. I didn't think there was violence in Chicago.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. Liberty Office Suites. .com. Sandy, stop playing with the buttons.
Yeah.
LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Ron Sousa has two locations, one in Montville, one in Parsippany, for as little as $58 a month. You can get out of mom's basement or the coffee bar and have a professional environment. Also, Angie Pinelli, a.k.a. FM Pinelli, stopped by today with Captain Andrew Bruscard to say hello. Andy's on a list, donor list for a new liver. Hopefully he'll have it within 18 months. But he looked pretty good today, didn't he?
He looked very good, yeah.
He looked really good. So God bless, and we're praying for you over here, brother. So guys, listen up, since everybody here is doing stuff to spread the Second Amendment. So in Oak Forest, Illinois, we have these women are all joining these clubs, okay, to learn how to shoot, especially in Chicago, okay?
Well, outside of Chicago, because you can't shoot in Chicago unless you're a gangbanger.
Yes. So this is what Tony's whole tact is. Tony, speak up. Why do I have to run the show? Come on.
Well, the numbers are great, aren't they, Tony? The
event has grown, and it continues to grow. I just got contacted when I got here today by someone in Maryland who actually wants to host an event down there, and I've been in discussions with someone in PA to host events there. So it is growing.
It's really growing nationally, because especially for people of color, because the stigma that we've talked about for years and years and years of, you know, mom and them told you, you just don't do that. Guns are bad, and we're not those kinds of people. That's changing, and it's changing rapidly. In the past 3 years, there's been a huge increase, correct?
Guys.
It seemed to have started all at around the same time of 2015.
Yeah.
African-American, what is it, gun club, they came out.
Mm-hmm.
Black Guns Matter, were yes, monster, right, right? They came out. It just all started happening at the same time. The people finally said, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Where are we? Why aren't we represented in this culture?
Right.
And let's do something. Since you couldn't find a group that was doing something, a lot of people started them up.
And we've talked about it. You know, is it getting across to people now that the gun laws really are about segregation laws? That's what it's always been about. That's what it's what started the gun laws. Gun laws were started specifically for that.
I don't think it's there yet.
Yeah.
But I think people find the necessity to arm up. And
hey,
now,
any way you can get them there.
Right? Once we get them in, you can discuss the history of it. You can discuss what the ultimate goal is. But my thing in a lot of these groups are, let's get you here. Let's get you to shoot a gun. Let's get you to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can learn the culture. You can learn everything that's behind it. You can get educated on it. But the first step is to get you in the range.
Sandy, look at this. This from Conservative Firing Line. CCW permits are soaring. 11 states have over 10% of the population that are eligible carrying, and more women. All right, it's a 61-page report. I read through the whole report, but some highlights. Arizona, the percentage of permit holders who are women rose from 20% to 22% in 1 year.
Wow.
Connecticut went from 24% to 33%.
Of women?
Women.
Wow.
Florida, 18 to 24%. Indiana, 18 to 23%. Louisville, 18% to 24%. North Carolina, 21 to 27%.
Wow.
North Dakota, 11% to 25%. Okay.
What's amazing is there are over, what, about 18 million CCW holders now in the United States and climbing, which is double or better the population of New Jersey. And yet, wow, there's been no bodies piling up in the streets.
No, no. Dave Workman estimates on July 21st that 16.3 million people have carry permits now in the United States. That's his. It's a 256% increase since 2007.
Right.
And it's growing. And we know that national reciprocity is coming around the corner. Unfortunately, we got Phil Murphy coming right around the corner.
Yeah. And the problem is, you know, it doesn't really matter what happens in the United States, because New Jersey is not in the United States. So it wouldn't matter what happens.
Yeah, we're screwed. You know, and I keep saying it all the time. You know, John, you're going to get time to talk about SafeCon, but Kim4NJ.com, Kim4NJ.com. Let me tell you something. Murphy now is picking an anti-gun woman who's more anti-gun than him, and she's educated in the political system. But the other problem is that...
Is she a resident of the state of New Jersey, unlike the wannabe governor?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know, but she probably does. Now, let me tell you something. Just so you know that we need Kim, and this could definitely work, is this came from John Willett. The RNC will not back Kim Godano. John, chime in on this.
you might have heard it from me.
You sent me the article.
I sent you the link. I believe it was Politico was reporting.
Yes, The Hill.
That the RNC and the governors, the Republican Governors Association, to date, haven't really supported Guandano's campaign.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you should burn the RNC down to the ground.
Okay, but as far as I'm concerned, Trump didn't have any support either. I still believe Kim can ride the Trump train, because people are pissed, you know, and Murphy is the antithesis of what's going
on
in
this
country
right
now.
Here's something. If you look at the polling, right, and the big story in the polling the other week was that Guandano was down, like, she's like 20-some percent, and Murphy's at like 40-something percent or 50%. But the thing about that is that if you look at party affiliation in New Jersey, there are as many independents politically
yes.
as there are Democrats.
Correct.
There's fewer Republicans than there are Democrats.
Correct.
But when you have independents, those are people that are basically said that they're not beholden to a party, right? And people in the polling also say that they don't know enough about Murphy and Guandano right now. So while they might be leaning towards Murphy because he's the one who's been spending all the money, he's the one who's, you know, had his face in all the news media and
he's playing
on his
website
and
on the boardwalk
all that stuff.
Wildwood, yeah.
Right. But we haven't seen Guandano define herself as much that way. So when she gets the opportunity to get out there, I think there's room to move the needle. But, you know, I hope it starts happening sooner rather than later.
That's why diversity shoots are so important. That's why the Second Amendment, the Safe Con is so important. You know, Ricardo was here all day on Saturday, the NRA ground troops, and mm-hmm. hundreds of people stopped and saw him and got literature and were talking to him. He's coming back again in October. Those guys are also going to be at SafeCon. Those guys, Christian Regasto and company, they all stop at the second. Is for everyone. You know, they come in off hours to take care of this. We listen, guys out there, for you people that are on the fence or your friends that are independents, it's also about taxes. We just got a report that from NJ.com about the political situation, the financial situation in New Jersey is that we're going to go from the bottom to Venezuela status if Phil Murphy is elected.
Oh, of course.
He wants to have a state bank, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
He wants
typical
a friggin' state
socialist.
Bank.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a solution, right?
76% of the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants found that the economic conditions in New Jersey will get worse.
It's too bad there's
Phil
nobody
Murphy.
In the room with an economics degree.
Okay.
What would a state bank do here, John?
What would a state bank do?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what he wants a bank for. I haven't even read the proposal. But
a state-run bank worked well in Venezuela.
Right.
You know
that
well
whole free markets
Zambia,
idea. You know
yeah.
that's over. It's
that
over.
Sounds stupid. We're all socialists now.
By the way, I had another black man visit me over the weekend. I didn't recognize him. He wasn't wearing a bow tie, and he shed like 70 pounds.
Are you serious?
Ainsley Reynolds stopped
wow.
by. Speaking of accountants.
Wow.
He stopped
by. His bow tie weighed 70 pounds?
Yes.
Did he get rid of the pocket protector?
Yes.
He had a
jogging outfit on, even though he didn't jog here. But wow, he lost a lot of weight. He looked good. He's doing really well. He wanted to say hi to everybody. Life has been busy for him, but
he didn't have a bow tie.
You know, yeah, wow. yeah.
You think he'll be able to make the diversity shoot this?
I don't think so.
That was a low blow, Tony.
So listen to this. Listen to this from Tom Miller from Coldwater, Michigan. This some bitch.
That's
Dear Mr.
great.
Colangelo,
this is
I'm
great.
One of your loyal listeners in Michigan, so I don't know the ins and outs of politics in New Jersey, but I have listened to your show since the beginning, and I think you have a foolproof plan to defeat Murphy. As far as I can tell, every political candidate that you have backed has lost. So it would seem the best plan of action
wow.
would be to throw your full support behind Murphy. You son of a bitch.
But I like it. It's
me
not
too.
A good plan. It's
you
a really
could
good
Photoshop
plan.
A picture of the two of you together shooting at the range and smoking cigars in a newspaper ad, which you would immediately deny any knowledge of, and of course he would too. That fact alone would make everyone believe it was true, and he would be doomed.
I'm on it.
I love you, Tom.
Oh, that was great.
That's we backed a few winners.
That's gonna happen now.
What winners have we backed? We haven't backed shit. We're libertarians. Why would our guy never win?
Thanks, Tom.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. Sandy has cotton candy stuck on the soundboard.
That's what it is. All right. It's cotton candy.
Route 10 East, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop by and see Sherry from the Second Amendment Group. By the way, Second Amendment Women. Saw Group was here last week. They had a great time. I missed Bernadette. Listen up, guys. Let's segue right now. Sherry's going to be in the Gun for Hire booth at njsafecon.net. So, John, you're here. Tony, are you going to be at SafeCon again?
Yes, I'm going to be at SafeCon.
Are you speaking?
John, am I speaking?
To be determined.
Are you going to be displaying and walking around?
How the hell is he going to speak? He's running all over the place like a chicken without a head.
Yeah, well, he'll be able to speak, bitch. John, you better start talking about SafeCon now. Listen, I have more and more sponsors. Anthony Grano and Ralph Grano Construction, they're going to cut you a check.
Okay. Okay. I've been in contact with them, so I knew they were interested. Okay. Yes.
They're going to be cutting you a check. And, you know, Roger Garrett from Purely Water. Michael Candido just popped in with from Jay Moore.
Absolutely. Silver sponsor. Yep.
What's his name? Dr. Renucci. Did he contact
you? Dr. Renucci is advertising in our conference app.
So we need to do that. So talk to us, John. Tell us what's going on. Who's going to be there? What, where, when, and why?
Okay. So, of course, we have the big sponsors. We have ANGRPC, Gun for Hire, NRA, U.S. Law Shield, Henry Rifle. Of course, all returning big sponsors that we know. We also have some new gold sponsors coming in with Gunsitters, who we know, and then also a company called Driven Inbound. I believe you know Jeffrey.
Yes.
And he's been helping us out with some of our content stuff. I don't know if you guys are following us on Facebook, but if you're not, you should. In fact, just today we posted up a nice blog post talking about Tony with his diversity shoots. And we have a lot more of that longer form content that's going to be coming out on the website, posted up to our Facebook accounts and to our Twitter accounts, and getting more information out there to the people who are following us. We have our silver level sponsors with Dr. Pirelli. We have Rock Training. And then we have exhibitors like Purely Water, we mentioned. CNGFO is going to be there.
of course, those guys. And then we have the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs.
About time.
They were there last year.
Oh, Pat Blazer will be there, right?
Probably. Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. I love
Pat.
Yeah,
they're going to be bringing it. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but the conference on September 23rd is going to be on National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Really?
Yep. So I think we want to recognize that's going to be National Hunting and Fishing Day while we're there. So if you're someone who's interested in hunting and fishing, definitely come join
Anthony's
us.
Anthony's a big hunter and fisher.
A big hunter and fisher?
Yeah, he does both. I hunt in the fridge for snacks, and I fish around my pockets for change.
Well
the
said.
The two of us, we're always hunting and fishing.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, I'm a real hunter gatherer.
Yeah.
What time is the expo on Saturday?
We're gonna open the doors at 9 o'clock. We're gonna open early, because last year people showed up early, so obviously they want to be there.
So now people are gonna get there at 7. By the way.
Probably.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I help with something? You know, I think that's askew. You should fix that banner on the wall. It's just
no, everyone was good. They all lined up. They waited for us to be ready. Oh. And, that part of it was okay. It's just we weren't expecting everyone to be there all at once. So we're going to be more prepared this year. When you register, here's the thing. I need you guys to register on the website so I can send you an email that's going to have a QR code on it. And when you show up for the conference, we can scan that code. We're not going to be looking for your name. We're not going to be slowing down the line. We're going to scan that code and get you checked in. So
what's
it's going to be faster.
Of the ticket?
Cost of a ticket's $20.
Cheap bastards. Let's
Same
go and buy
price
tickets.
As last year.
Buy tickets
the same
now.
Same price as last
That's right.
Year.
Now, here's the other thing, too, is we have a lot of great sponsors helping us put this on, but I'm going to tell you right now, the sooner you buy tickets, the better the conference is, because we have the money early enough for it to make a difference.
Gotcha.
Okay? Right. If you're buying your ticket at the door, I love that you came. I really appreciate it. But you're not going to see that reflected in the event, right?
You buy your ticket at the door. Anthony and I are there with baseball bats.
We'll love you. We'll give you a hug. But
we'll break your knuckles.
But it's better for the conference if you buy your ticket earlier.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, everything works on money. And,
that's true.
And John's got to reach in his own pocket, and he's doing this from his own funds. So please, guys, it's been a tremendous success from day one. I have, and this is my business, and I have not seen an event like that be so successful in its first time out. So it shows the potential here, and it shows the dedication from those two brothers who put it together.
Yeah, really. I mean, this is important. We're all going to be there. We need more people to show up. You need to get the people, the middle of the road people, because this is going to be energized. I mean, it's gotten so much validity now in its third year that the state police wants a booth there.
Right.
The first year, no show.
No show.
Second
no,
year,
no,
they send a
there.
Speaker, but they want a list of canned questions that they're not going to deviate, even though Sergeant Bloom deviated and answered questions and was very helpful. Now, this year, his lieutenant calls me and says, listen, I'm going to send Sergeant Bloom down there to speak. Can we set up a booth, too, for information or something? Winner, winner.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
This is what we want. This is what John is doing, and it's going to grow every year. And a lot of people that were detractors for this are on board 100% now, right, John?
Absolutely.
And it's really, really growing. So go ahead, John. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I get excited sometimes when I'm over-medicated.
That's right. So we're going to have the New Jersey Libertarian Party is going to be there. And I haven't mentioned this yet until now, so this is an announcement, but Pete Roman is going to be one of our speakers on the dais. So he's their candidate for governor. We have Oath Keepers who's going to be there, and we're going to have Saw there as an exhibitor as well. And we have other exhibitors that
Libertarian
haven't gotten.
Libertarian Party?
The Libertarian
be there again?
Party. Yeah.
They were there last year.
And their candidate.
Okay.
Peter Roman is going to be. Yeah. So.
He lapsed into a coma there.
Right.
It's the medication.
It happens. So here's the other thing, too, is for people that can't attend, I actually got an email from a gentleman last week. Said he wasn't going to be able to attend, but because he wasn't going to be there, he wanted to donate something to the conference. So we put a donation button on the website. So if you go to njsafecon.net, there's a donation button there. And I actually have a project. If you donate to the conference, especially because you can't be there, or if you just support the conference, we're gonna use that money to pay for the video and photography and stuff that we put out on YouTube. Okay, so if you're someone who doesn't make it to the conference, like, oh, well, I'm not going to buy a ticket because, you know, it's going to take someone else's spot, you can donate on the website, and we're going to use that to make the conference content more available to the folks who can't be there.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
So, listen, we've talked about this before. We have more non-gun sponsors this year, and I've been shaming everybody on the radio and in person. You know, Anthony and Ralph called me up the other night to ask what they could do. And I'm like, what do you mean, what can you do? Write a check.
That's right. So construction company.
Yes.
We have Printing to Go, who's a silver sponsor. They're a printing company. You know, just the Driven Inbound. I mean, that's not a gun-related company. I mean, this is about people who support the Second Amendment, who want opportunity to engage with our audience because they know, you know, what great people Second Amendment people are, as you see every time you go to one of Tony's diversity shoots or you go to the conference.
Absolutely. You go to any of those events. John, did you have to send in a bulldozer to clean up all the papers and garbage that were strewn all over the place from last year's conference?
You know, when people are leaving, I don't know if you could really tell that we were there.
I think it was cleaner when we left than it was.
We have to figure out a way to tape the show since all of this stuff is mounted permanent now. We have to figure something out. We have Cam there and everything.
It's gonna be magical. We got to talk to our tech guy.
The one I fired?
The one you fired him? Is that why he's not here this morning?
So we should really talk about whatever part. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to have to figure out some way to do it.
You're getting like Trump now? You're firing the guys on the air?
Yes. So now every time John posts the SafeCon thing, I repost it. Everybody that on social media should be doing the same thing.
Yes, absolutely.
When you get the mass email from John about SafeCon, send it out to everybody in your list. Let people know. Especially the non-gun sponsors. There's a lot of money to be made.
In this group?
You know,
betcha.
I'm going to tell you about my garage door in 2 minutes.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Oh my God, sick bunch of.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters, gunsitters.com. Will Gunsitters be there this year? Okay, Gunsitters is also a sponsor and their military division weapons guard. Remember, it's a place for you to temporarily or long-term storage of your guns if you're going through domestic problems, restraining order problems. Just ask me about those. I'll tell you anything you want to know. If you're under various indictments and
have you considered writing a book?
I am. I'm actually have three books in the process right now. Gun for Hire, Protecting You and Your Most Valuable Assets.
Okay.
Another book, nobody has this title. I bought it already. The Culture of No. It's a kind of a counter thing. I have an outline written for it. And then my third book is going to be My Wilderness Years in New Jersey. And it's going to be about what happened for everything. I still can't talk about it. My lawyers won't let me get into detail.
I was thinking maybe a how-to guide might be.
Yeah, don't do this.
Don't do this. Here's a list of things not to do. Yeah.
7 years ago, one of our earliest sponsors on Gun for Hire Radio was Byright Overhead Doors.
Yeah.
Right? I have a house. My garage door pulley broke. I call Nick Concilio, Byright Overhead Doors. He goes, Ant, how you doing? Boom. Comes right up, fixes my door. I normally charge this. I'm going to charge you that because you're doing Second Amendment fight. I said, Nick, I'm not doing that. I want to pay you the full amount. So he's going to be making a donation to SafeCon under my name because of it. But this is how we are
the
community.
That's
for
right.
All of you people out there listening, I don't know what you all do for a living, but if you could pick up one or two more customers.
Right.
okay, right, that are repeat customers. I mean, Jay Moore does commercial stuff. The chance of anybody using him is going to be slim, but Mike Candido has the fire.
Right.
And that's what all of our listeners, I want you to pass this on to everybody. If you have a product or service, do it. Tony, you should be asking the people when they come in for the diversity shoot in August, too, if anybody has any interest in sponsoring in SafeCon, that they have a business or something. We get a lot of repeat people coming in.
You're coming, right?
I do. I'll be there. I'll
You're
be
asking
there
next him?
One. No, John's actually coming to the shoot.
Okay, cool. I'm glad everybody's going to be there. So,
I thought you didn't let white people in.
I welcome white people in. They show up on time.
Oh, that's a funny inside joke. We probably shouldn't really go deeply in there. But,
yeah, but it's something to do with the first diversity shoot.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. But you know, and that's another thing. People that are going to come to SafeCon, the first thing they're going to see is the diversity. The second thing they're going to see is the camaraderie.
Yes.
I mean, we walk around and joke all day. I bust John's wife. She gives it right back to me. Rachel's great for that shit, you know. You know, and Tony and Ainsley and all of us guys. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, you've heard me share the story a million times about how colorblind the Second Amendment community is.
Yeah.
And it really is. It really is. So John, what else? And Tony, please add to SafeCon. I've been plugging it for 2 months, 3 months now. You guys are actually here. Talk to us. What can people do? What else is going on? The state police is going to speak again, right?
State police is going to be speaking again, yeah.
Good. That is phenomenal. So if you have questions for the state police, now would be a good time to answer them. Listen, and we'll tell you, the rank-and-file state police and the firearms unit, they're not happy with the laws against law-abiding citizens. They don't like to deal with this crap.
Right.
They understand our plight. They're not politicians.
Right.
Okay, most of them are gun guys and girls.
You know, it's funny that Anthony says that. It's not just right here in Jersey, too. That's the way it is across the board. You know, the cops understand this. I had dinner last night, as a matter of fact, with a guy from the ATF and a guy from SLED, which is the, you know, our New Jersey State Police. And they run a seminar very similar to what John is putting on right now. And they're like, look, you know, we tell our guys and our guys coming out of the academy, no, if they're making a traffic stop on a lonely highway and that driver in South Carolina, you need to present your CCW card, concealed weapons permit, when an officer asks for your ID. He said, all of a sudden the tension level goes down greatly because we know that the person sitting in that car is a law-abiding citizen, is a certified law-abiding citizen. So you see a lot of that happening.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, if you're able to present their credential like that, I mean, you would think
who else has been background checked, gotten a colonoscopy?
You know, all the 2A advocates and attorneys in the state of New Jersey, they're all coming down there. They're not getting paid. They're all volunteering their time and their service to come down. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of them will get business from it. But if you're in a 2A world in New Jersey, if you've never heard of Bach, Knappen, or Schmutter, then you're not in our 2A world. Am I correct? Right. I mean, you know.
We were actually talking about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, but these guys come down on this is a Saturday in the fall.
Right.
And we spend the whole day there. And, you know, it's going to be epic. I'm glad that we're doing it again. John, tell our listeners how they can find it. Let's get a drive to buy tickets. The whole bit. Facebook, right. Instagram,
so,
Twitter, your sisters. Anyway, go ahead.
So first thing I want to mention is we're going to be doing three themes for our presentation this year. The first one, kind of tying in with your first book title, is about identifying threats to gun owners and how to deal with them. And that kind of covers the whole gamut, not just gun stuff, right? This is about ourselves as gun owners, the threats that we face and how to deal with them. The second part of that is going to be legislative and litigation. We want, you know, of course, talk about the things that we're doing to change laws or what the status is of things that are happening throughout the country related to that. And then finally, you know, obviously the big topic for this year is going to be the election in November. So those are the three major themes for the conference this year. If you're interested in any of those, which, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are, you can reach out to us, njsafecon.net. There's a big register now button right on the landing page. You click that and you're able to get registered for the conference. If you go over to the blog page, you'll be able to see some of the content that we've been putting out. I talked a little bit about with the profiles of Tony, We had a profile of Sean Fisher, who's also been on the show. And we have one coming out. It's titled Calandro's Way. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I didn't. So,
and
do you have a donation PayPal button on the site?
We
yet?
Have a donation button right okay. on the main site of the webpage.
That was
it's on the sidebar.
You saw Andrew Ritter sent that.
Andrew
sent
Ritter is the
you.
One who reached out to me.
Yeah.
Said he wasn't going to be able to be at the conference. And I said, you know, hey, do you have a donation button? We put the donation button up. We're going to be using the donations to pay for the videography for us to be able to put conference content on YouTube and on Facebook with video so that people who couldn't show up can see stuff. But we need the donations to make that happen. So
Andrew Ritter just signed up for our reloading course, too, and we were talking about it, and he said about the donation button. I'm like, send John an email, and he copied me on it, too. So great idea. Whatever it is can help. Listen, you can donate $5 if you want, but I recommend buying tickets. Let's get those ticket numbers up. Listen, if you have anybody who's on the fence, buy them a ticket. It's a
right.
nice Saturday. It's a the Princeton Marriott. You can grab a bite to eat, walk around the show, check out the vendors.
I had a call from Printing to Go this morning, who's one of our sponsors now. They're helping us with printing out our posters and stuff that we're going to be putting up over the next couple weeks. And she wants to buy tickets to give to some of her clients so that she can bring them out to the show,
that's
too, because
smart,
she's a sponsor there.
Yeah, very smart idea.
That's awesome.
That's Anthony Grano was telling me his whole staff, he's buying tickets for the whole staff. They're
right.
all coming down.
Yeah, it's great.
All of his employees. So that's good. Tony, by the way, the second is for everyone, always looking for any type of gun swag or donations and stuff. We donate a bunch of stuff every time he comes down, as well as the classroom. But, you know, like if you want a knife and you didn't like it, you can always give it to Tony. If you've
right.
gone to, like, the Oaks Gun Show and you bought something, you're like, yeah, I have three already, he'll take it because he's always raffling it off because he's building that camaraderie and he wants, you know, people, you know, to have a good time. They buy pizza when they're here and everything. So anything that you want, you know, for you guys out there that got a little dough, maybe you want to pick up the pizza tab next time.
Yeah.
You know, show your support. But we're all going to be there, and I want everybody to be a safe con. This is going to be epic. It almost doubled in size from year one to two. I want to see it double or triple in size to year three. How do you feel about that, John?
I think double might work. I don't think we have room for to triple.
Well, better. We can make room.
We'll
bust the wall out.
You know what? If you show up, we'll find a spot for you.
We'll find a bigger venue.
That's
we don't care. It's September. We'll spill out until the floor. Although we always seem to have a monsoon season.
We might have to auction off a spot on Anthony's lap.
Yeah.
So.
In Vineland, when I was driving to Vineland, Dorothy and Toto flew by me in the sky.
That's true. It's true. We always have a monsoon or some damn thing.
And then the second one, the rain and the wind was sideways, and it knocked the power out for half the day.
At least for miles around.
Yeah. So who knows what's going to happen this time. You know, I bought my a spray, Locust Away, because I got a feeling. Yeah.
Biblical events be happening.
Yes. Every time we do something like this in New Jersey, we get a sign.
some sort of sign.
But I'm expecting locusts this year.
Locusts are right. Yeah. So I'm telling you, Princeton Marriott's beautiful. It's in a nice area. John picked more central this year. It was Vineland first, then Parsippany. Now it's in Princeton. So everybody should show up. I mean, I did a GPS on it today. It's 51 miles from the range. Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll drive that far for a sandwich.
You having
sandwiches?
There will be sandwiches available. Of course, as always, we're going to have concessions, right? And then I also want to mention the day before we're doing classes. So the day before the conference, we're going to have our legal class with Knappen and Dr. Pirelli, and it's going to be firearms and mental health, right? So
that's for lawyers.
Well, we do have an application to get CLE credit in, so
okay,
that's
but,
pending
but
right now.
Can come.
Anybody can come to it and learn about it. You're going to get the legal and clinical perspectives of firearms and mental health from probably a couple of the smartest guys that I know, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So we also have Rock Training is going to be doing our Utah CCW training.
Good.
And we're also going to have Justifiable Force. Doing a New Jersey self-defense use of force class. So we have training classes that whole day. Then you could spend the night if you want and come to the conference the next day.
What a nice weekend.
Yeah, awesome. It's a great area, too. The Forestal Center is really nice.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shipbaggerator. This year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shipbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shipbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp, stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shipbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shipbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shipbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shipbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Segments right now are sponsored first one by SafeCon and jsafecon.net. And jsafecon.net is September 23rd at the Marriott. And then the second one is diversityshoot.com. Diversityshoot.com. Tony Simon's running that. Tony, talk about we're hosting an NRA instructor class here. Talk about it, brother.
NRA instructor class is going to be held here for anybody who's interested under the 2A4E banner. It's going to be September 2nd. It's going to be the BIT, which you have to take to be an NRA instructor.
Basic instructor training.
And then followed on the 3rd by NRA pistol instructor training. So Gunfire was nice enough to actually allow us to have this here. And there's going to be a slightly discounted price. Actually, significantly discounted price.
Yeah, significant, biatch.
For anybody that signs up. So reach out to me at diversityshoot.com. Tony at diversityshoot.com. Let me know if you're interested. We have about 8 to 12 people already signed up for the class. So
excellent.
Come on in, and we'll welcome you all.
Let me tell you how this transpired, because Tony gets so many volunteers, and many of the volunteers are already NRA instructors and range safety officers, but a lot of them aren't. So, you know, they'd like to have credentials, so we spoke and said, let's come up with a class. And these are people that have heart, males and female. They come every time they volunteer for the diversity shoot every 2 months, so why not have them, mm-hmm. you know, get their credentials? So BIT is basic instructor training. That's a prerequisite to take before you take any other discipline. You know that, Sandy. You took it like 7 or 8 years ago with me, so... So it's really great that you're doing that. So diversityshoot.com, the information is on there. NJSafeCon.net, the information is on there. This is two good events. So August and September, we have really, really good events coming up, and we need to show our support for one another. You know, there is hope. You know, next week, Sputter's going to be talking about these lower cases that, you know, they say the Second Amendment applies to carrying outside your home, which is epic for us. Also, Chris Kent sent me a letter. Florida just got beat on a gun gag law case. They have to pay $1.1 million in legal fees to the doctors who successfully challenged the constitutionality of state gun gag law curbing doctors from asking patients about firearm ownership. The doctors' attorneys announced Monday. Florida Governor Rick Scott signed off an agreement Friday that was hammered out in mediation. What do you think about this, Sandy?
I think it's ridiculous.
Right?
Absolutely ridiculous.
Right? Why we had John Adina. They should doctor should not be asking.
Right. Right. One of the biggest problems you have is the fact that I don't know why they're calling it a gun gag law, but physicians have absolutely no business asking their patients anything about firearms. I mean, you shouldn't be asking anybody about, do you have golf clubs in the house? Do you have a swimming pool in the house?
Do you keep a box cutter in the house? Yeah, do you have any knives laying around?
Right. So
Tony has lawn darts.
Tony has lawn darts. We've heard about Tony.
I also have click-clacks because I like those dangerous toys.
That's exactly. It's ridiculous. It's way outside of the scope of practice. You can be sued for it. You shouldn't be asking those questions. Now, look, if you're an NRA instructor and you're a master instructor, NRA instructor, and you're a physician, there are a number of them out there. I mean, how many were there in our class? So we had a back spinal surgeon, we had a general surgeon, we had a bunch of people.
Remember
in my
Dr.
class.
Jeff, the spinal surgeon?
Yeah.
I'm still in contact with him. He owns a gun store in PA.
Wow, great guy. And so if somebody like he wants to question his patients about firearms in there, which I'm sure would be an entirely different conversation. Yeah, then that's fine because he's qualified in both areas of practice.
Yeah, right. My ass. Tom, what else you got? You look like you want to say something.
Nope. I just wanted to make sure people got out there to understand that we have the BIT and the pistol instructor class. August 3rd, we are 6 p.m., Gun for Hire range. We're going to have food. We're going to have really cool stuff. So please come out and check us out and go to diversityshoot.com if you want to donate or buy our T-shirts. T-shirts are awesome, but they're only limited edition. These shirts aren't going to be sold anymore after August 30th. This was the initial run. Sean said, we should sell T-shirts. I said, yeah, we should eventually get to that. Last event, Sean made up T-shirts behind my back and actually bought them in and gave them to me. So what we're doing is selling this initial run of T-shirts for people that really want to support us and want to support us from the beginning of the T-shirt sales. This is it.
Nice.
After this is not going to be sold anymore.
So they went from behind your back to on your back?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Nice.
Speaking of Sean Fisher, April, when are you coming on the show?
April speaking at SafeCon.
April, is she?
Yep.
All right, April, maybe we'll have you on the show at SafeCon. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Sean was going to crash today and couldn't make it here on an earlier time.
We would have had him on the show, but sorry about that. Sandy changed the time 3 times already. I Googled Fickle. There was a picture of him.
Nice.
But I understand. Both of our lives are shitstorms right now. It's okay.
Pretty much, yes.
So, John, talk to me about... So I didn't know April was speaking. Good, you threw that in there. We need more diversity.
We do.
And I think it's great. Who else? Is Keith Pantaleon going to be there this year?
He'll be there. I don't know if he's going to be on the dais yet. I'm still working out the schedule because I know what the themes are. I'm trying to work into the themes. So I have invitations out
to
certain people.
That's a unique angle, actually sticking to the themes. Wow.
You know, I do my best.
I just freeform that shit.
But here's the thing. We have our favorites who are coming back, right? Okay. And those are people that we have on the posters that are going up. So we have yourself, uh-huh. Knappen, Bach, and
Cam Edwards.
Cam Edwards.
See,
of course.
I pays attention.
So you know, we have we're bringing back a lot of our favorites. We're going to be bringing back Dan Schmutter, and then we're also going to be bringing in some new people. So new people, so far that I'm announcing as we're going to have April. She goes by Stone, right?
April, yes. Lorraine Stone.
April Stone. And then we're going to have Pete Roman.
Cool. It's hard for me to focus. Tony, is that a roll of dimes in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
I'm ecstatic to see you.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
It's a roll of quarters.
You know, I'm looking forward to this. I just want to touch on another importance, okay? Phil Murphy, couple of things. He will sign all common sense legislation that Christie vetoed, all 84 bills. He will mandate gun safety training even to possess a firearm. He will promote smart gun technology. There's a video. Linda Rose sent it. Viral now. A hacker. 15 seconds. Did you see it? With magnets, he hacked a smart gun and got it to fire. Okay?
Not too smart gun.
Not too smart gun.
It was a very complicated technique. He had to hold the magnet up to the side of the pistol.
Oh.
And then pull the trigger.
Wow.
And it fired.
How did he manage to do that?
15 seconds. Okay? He will keep guns out of the hands of those suffering mental illness. He will tax gun sales to prevent violence. Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work.
He will strengthen regulations on gun transfers. He will work with neighboring states to promote gun violence prevention.
Yeah, that'll
And he
work.
Will direct the Attorney General to vigorously defend our gun laws and not act like an agent of the NRA. Yeah, because Christie was an agent of the NRA.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Guys, yeah, he was so gun-friendly,
he
Christie.
He helped so much.
Yeah.
He did.
If you guys don't realize the hot water we are in, we are going right out of the pot and into the fire right now. We need Kim to win. So Kim4NJ.com, we really need Kim to win. There's a 50-50 chance she's going to be on the show, by the way. Her people and I have been going back and forth. Problem was they went and listened to a few shows.
Ooh.
Damn it.
Okay.
That's
always a problem,
when I mentioned the other politicians we had on the show, they seemed energized, and then they went and sampled some of the shows, and you know. But anyway, these things happen. But you know, what are you going to do? So I'm excited for this. What kind of food is going to be at SafeCon, John? Because I'm hungry right now.
Always goes to food with us. What the hell is it?
We're going to have concessions. The exact menu I haven't seen
yet.
Well,
why not?
I mean, now, I'm actually meeting with them today.
Is there restaurants in the Princeton area?
There are restaurants there. There's a pub, actually, available. So. Oh, you know who we didn't mention?
Who?
Is it the Cigar Room?
Oh, Cigar Room is going to be there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that fell in my lap.
The cigar fell in your lap?
That had to burn.
Yeah. So listen up, guys. SafeCon.net, September 23rd. DiversityShoot.com, August 3rd.
August 3rd.
How's that? 6 p.m. at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Masad Ayoub is sold out. Okay? Laszlo got the last seat. He came
That's
in
it.
And paid for it the other day. If you want to go on a wait list, email Jimmy@GunForHire. Jimmy@GunForHire for a wait list for Masad Ayoub, August 3rd to 6th. The reloading class I spoke of that supplies the press. You leave with your press, your dies all set up, August 19th and September 17th. Urban Precision Rifle, one spot left, September 15th and 16th. Learn how to shoot with our guys out to 1,100 yards, okay? Urban Carbine 3 at South Jersey Shooting Club, August 16th. There's two seats left. Thank you all. You two guys, thank you for kicking ass and being here today. Anything you want to say, hit it.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be on, as always. Love you, Anthony.
Pretty lame closing.
Dude, dry, not wet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, looks like the clock on the wall says it all. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Verardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the two gentlemen sitting here who didn't bring us any treats of any kind to eat.
Bastards. We didn't mention we're Marines Bastards. Either.
Yeah, that's
both
right.
Marines.
Both Marines.
Both Marines.
Semper Fi, bitches. We love you guys. Winston is a little, he's here. He's laying down.
On the floor under the weather.
He's a little under the weather. So if you guys could say a little prayer for our little buddy over here. He's got some health challenges he's trying to get over. But we love you guys. Please spread the word. Kim for governor. We don't need that asshole Murphy. Seriously.
Nice. I love when you cuss.
I know. It's you.
He's so sexy when you cuss.
Love you guys.